From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Indian police said Friday they've detained five officials of IVRCL. That's the construction company that was building the bridge that collapsed Thursday in Calcutta, killing at least 23 people and injuring 80 more. Earlier on Friday, police said they've opened a case of culpable homicide against the construction firm. Sitha Pedapathy is IVRCL's chief lawyer.
IVRCL and its concerned staff will cooperate with the investigation. We will give the maximum support what we have to give. We are anxious to know why it happened as well. We want to know the reason why it happened.
The bridge had been under construction for at least 9 years. In a case which has generated international interest as a test of press freedom, the trial of two Turkish journalists has resumed. The defendants are facing charges of espionage and aiding a terrorist organization for their reporting, in which they alleged that the government was smuggling arms into Syria. They could get life sentences in prison if found guilty. Protesters have gathered at the courthouse in Istanbul chanting "Free press, free society." Hans-Dietrich Genscher, a long-serving German diplomat at the forefront of the struggle to reunite East and West Germany, has died at the age of 89. Genscher served as foreign minister of West Germany and later the unified Germany. He's credited with negotiating Germany's reunification and the withdrawal of Soviet troops in 1990. The French justice minister expects the top suspect in the November terrorist attack in Paris will be extradited from Belgium to France within 10 days. Salah Abdeslam has been jailed in Belgium since his arrest on March 18th. Abdeslam's lawyer says his client wants to cooperate with authorities. This is VOA. U.S. President Barack Obama will speak Friday at the end of the second and final day of the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington. The summit of 50 world leaders is keenly focused on the simmering threat of North Korea's development of nuclear weapons. Pyongyang's latest provocation came Friday when South Korean media reported that North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan, thus raising tensions among Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's Western allies. Before the launch, President Obama met with leaders of South Korea and Japan about a unified effort to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said that North Korea's nuclear capability is a threat to the region and the global community. The UN Human Rights Commissioner is promising a thorough investigation into allegations that UN and French soldiers sexually abused a large number of women and girls in the Central African Republic. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Samantha Power says the leadership in the soldiers' home countries needs to do more.
If you're a soldier, you believe that there is impunity because there has never been real accountability. And so the leadership here is aware of that. They're trying to fix it. But a lot of the work has to happen in the capitals of the countries that send the troops.
On the latest allegations against some of the troops, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says that he was shocked to the core. France says that if the allegations are proven, disciplinary action will be taken, as well as criminal charges. Uganda's Supreme Court has upheld the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni in the February 18th national election. The court rejected a petition brought by former prime minister and presidential candidate Amama Mbabazi, who had asked the court to nullify the results on the grounds that the Electoral Commission did not adhere to the country's electoral laws. The court noted that while there were some irregularities, they did not affect the final results of the election. The European Union and Greece will begin sending migrants from the Greek Isles to Turkey on Monday. The deportation plan, which includes Syrians, is part of the deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the EU. The agreement seeks to ease Europe's migrant crisis, but human rights advocates and leftists in Europe have protested the deal, saying it arises from xenophobia. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.